Countries around Europe are seeing a resurgence in COVID-19 cases after successfully slowing outbreaks earlier this year. Italy registered 221 coronavirus deaths yesterday. That's the highest daily toll since May, nearly 22,000 new infections. Irene Suave is a Milan-based journalist with Corriere della Sera. She's on the line. Good morning, Irene.
Hello, Mary. Good morning.
We all remember those pictures from earlier this year, particularly from Bergamo, so close to you there in Milan and the Lombardy region. Is there now a real fear that this nightmare is returning?
I mean, yes, but it is accompanied with another stronger fear, which is to be closed down again, which people are really much against. As you have read, the data are worrying because Milan has one-fifth, Lombardy has got one-fifth of the total cases in Italy. And Milan has got one-fifth of the total cases in Lombardy. One-half of the total cases in Lombardy. So Milan is really, really, really challenged, but its inhabitants are really, really worried about a new lockdown, which has been suggested by a very renowned medical counselor of our health ministry, Mr. Walter Ricciardi. But today there is an interview on my newspaper where Milan's mayor Beppe Sala, who's saying that we won't lock down until at least 2 weeks from now. This is of course on economic basis, because if we close everything, we're going to suffer of course a major economic loss.
Indeed, Irene, is there even a greater worry now that this pandemic is not concentrated in Lombardy and the north of Italy anymore? It is spreading across the country and to areas which have hospitals that would not have the same level of wealth and the same level of services that could be provided where you are.
Yeah, that's true, because in the first wave, somehow the southern region seemed to have been spared, which isn't happening now, because the fifth region in Italy for cases and for deaths is Campania. It's Naples region. You probably have seen and heard that Naples has had riots the other day because they are against some of the population are against lockdown. Again, for economic reasons, but now the health emergency is spreading, yes.
Irene, what level of restriction is Italy living with at the moment, or does it differ from region to region?
A bit. I mean, there is a national decree which has been read on this Sunday, and the restrictions that we have now in all the country are that after 6 p.m. all restaurants are closed. That there are restrictions on bars, restaurants, pools, gyms. And on lots of the private sector. What we don't have in Italy anywhere are actual improvements in anything which is close to the public sector, such as public transport. I mean, they are closing restaurants and bars, but public transportation has not been increased. And they are almost at the same capacity of normal times.
And just briefly, do you have compulsory mask wearing now in all indoor public settings?
Everywhere. Yeah. Even if you go for a stroll, you are wearing mask. And people are very active in enforcing the law.
And what about gatherings of people either in parks or in their own homes? Are there restrictions on numbers?
This vary. As far as I know, this vary from zone to zone. But I am not allowed to have more than 4 guests home. This is,
Okay, Irene Suave from Milan. Thank you very much for joining us. It's coming up to 17 minutes to 8 o'clock.